Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. And as always, our encouraging words, call early so we can get to your questions. Joining us, our panel of experts today, the one, the only, Ron Radiman.
Good rainy morning.
It is. Half an inch or better already.
Wow.
According to the airport figures, at least. Mm-hmm. Master Gardener here.
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, that's all I had to say.
Oh, okay. A woman of few words.
Never.
And, of course, we'll have a secret caller, I would imagine.
That's a good idea.
I thought you'd like that. Mm-hmm. It's your idea. Radiman's open today?
Radiman's is open today.
Okay.
Sure. Stop in and get a load of mud.
I was going to say, a little hard for a little black dirt today, but...
Yeah, not the best day for that. We keep our shredded dirt inside, so it'll be dry.
To start.
To start with, and yeah. if we put some on your trailer or the back of your pickup truck or whatever, and you throw a tarp over it, it'll be dry tomorrow.
There you go. Easy as can be. 923-1450. Good time to call. Lines are open for you. So what's new with you with little rain that we've had finally? A lot of rain in some cases.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, you know, what we like, you know, as gardeners or outdoor people is kind of, you know, average weather, not hot, not cold, not wet, not dry. And this has been kind of it's kind of added up to an average year. We haven't really had too many average weeks. It's either been hot and dry or cooler and wetter as of the last couple of weeks now. But overall, I guess it kind of averages out.
You know, in the past weeks, you've talked about the fact that we've gotten rain, but it really didn't go down very deep into the dirt. Now, with the additional rains, what are you finding that we're finally getting some moisture deeper?
Right. And, you know, that's a good point, Jerry, because like last Saturday when we did the show, I suggested, you know, to keep watering because it, you know, the rains that we had gotten at that point in time kind of greened up the grass. It got the top 2, 3, 4 inches of soil, you know, moist and was doing some good on perennials and lawns and things like that, but it really wasn't helping larger trees or trees that you had even just planted this year. But now after, you know, the thunderstorms that came through a couple times this week, and you can't always say you know, some of these areas, some get hit more so than others. But, like, even a rain like today now, where it was pretty widespread, and it just kind of moved through, you know, all morning long here, and it pretty much hit the whole area. It was, you know, wide across the whole state, you know, that moved in, kind of moved up from the south. And those that move across, you know, from the south or usually are the better of the rains in the summer, it seems like, because they are a little slower. They're not, like, powered by storms. So you know, I guess this is a long answer to a short question, but, you know, at this point in time, I don't know that I would call it wet or dry. I would probably just put my watering plans on hold. And, you know, if we start getting some hot weather again, it'll dry out in a hurry. It's still only June, you know, next week's July, but it still is only June. So we've got a lot of hot weather to come yet with all of July, all of August. And it seems like, you know, over the last few years, even September has been pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got plenty of summer left. Hopefully we have, you know, and we'll go get back to that again. Again, it's a good time with these cooler temperatures and the on and off rain to do some spraying. You could you know, typically at this time of year, we're not really spraying much for herbicides, you know, weed killers and things like that. But now with the rain here over the last couple of weeks, you could actually do some spot spraying or weed and feeding. Even you could almost go back to a step two fertilizer, which typically we stop doing on June 15th. But, you know, the June 15th, or when our calendar numbers, you know, you still have to look out the window and look at the 10-day forecast, which I don't really look so much at the daily forecast. I look more at the 10-day, and they've got kind of like 30, 40% chance of rain every day for the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. So it's actually probably an ideal time to put step two down right now, as it turns out, because, you know, this is more like May weather than June or July weather, so you got to kind of think of it that way. And if it was this kind of weather pattern and it was Memorial Day weekend, you'd be putting step two down. And if you put step two down earlier, you know, a month ago or 6 weeks ago, you could put another step two down. You know, there's still, because the first step one and step two kind of went down a little bit earlier this year just because we had a kind of an early spring and a lot of hot weather, you know, earlier. Back in April, we had that week of 80 degrees. And then, of course, in first part of June, we had another week in the upper 90s there for that week. So we kind of got into summer, but now we're back into more of a May pattern, I would call it.
So is that like fertilizer and a weed and feed kind of thing?
Yeah, step two has nitrogen to green up the grass and help the grass grow, and it also has some weed killer in there. And, you know, what happens with weeds is when you start getting this kind of weather, they'll regerminate. As a matter of fact, you know, the dandelions that you missed, they seeded out, and they're probably starting to grow and to germinate again. So if you'd look down in underneath your grass, you'd probably see some smaller dandelions coming, you know, starting to grow again. So
the next generation.
Yeah,
next.
and the key to keeping weeds out of your lawn is keeping your grass good and healthy. So, you know, it kind of all goes hand in hand, and that's why that step two is such a good product, because it fertilizes, it builds the lawn up. And when you start getting this much rain and the heat that we're getting, or going to be getting, continue to be getting into July, it's a great time right now. And I don't, you know, there aren't too many years where I tell you to put step two down on the 1st of July, because it's, like I said, it's typically 2 or 3 weeks too late. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those years.
Get away with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to your benefit, probably.
Well, that's just it. You could, you know, get a second application in, which just, you know, helps your lawn. It helps it out when it does get hot and dry in August. And it will. We're not going to have 40% chance of rain every 10-day period.
Right. At least we hope not.
Yeah.
Well, the 30-day, and that's about as valid as, you know, whatever. But it's looking like some warmer temperatures and perhaps some lower moisture content for our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is exactly correct. It's coming.
Yeah, and when you see those 30-day forecasts, you know, they kind of tell you, you know, this is like a 60% chance. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you it's 100% or it's 90. You know, they just say it's above, when they say it's above average precipitation or above average temperatures over the next 30 days, you know, and I kind of watch that stuff too, but I look a little more, because they're, you know, the 10-day forecasts are generally pretty accurate, you know, what was that Thursday morning when I watched multiple weather outlets, and of course on Channel 2 they had 3 inches forecast for Sturgeon Bay, 2 inches for Green Bay, and 1/100th for Fond du Lac, and about an hour and a half later, it was, you know, we had a better than an inch. Mm-hmm. And that was at 6 or 6:30 when I'm watching Channel 2, and by 8:30 it was pouring out, and I'm thinking, you know, boy, that they sure had today wrong.
Yep, but tough business.
It is. It's not easy, that's for sure.
923-1450. Unless the phones are broken, the lines are open. And they were working earlier, so if you got a question, give a holler. What about our gardens?
This is a lot of rain, yes. I replanted a few things, so if somebody else wants to take that chance, because I didn't obviously water my carrot seeds or beet seeds well enough during that dry period, so I didn't have any carrots or beets up. So I replanted those a couple days ago, so we'll see what happens there. And then I decided I didn't have dill, so I did that as well. So I think this wet period should help those things. So if people have some empty spots yet, you can still seed those things.
All righty. Got a couple of callers. Let's hit the phones. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Hi. Asparagus is going to seed. When do you start adding phosphorus or fertilizer to the asparagus beds?
Well, I always like using, out at Radiman's, we have, it's called Lawn Starter Fertilizer, and what it is, it's a small bag. We have it like in 4-pound bags, and it's a granular, and you could put that down any time now. You'd want to make sure you're watering it in real well. Again, I don't know that, you know, when we're in these kind of temperatures, you could do that, and together with the 10-day forecast and the chance, you know, you'd want to definitely want to soak it in, water it in at this time of year. Otherwise, you know, doing it more later in the season in September would be probably the ideal time, because most of the time at this time of year it would be a little bit early, I would say. But you could put, you know, if you wanted to pick up a 4-pound bag and just put a pound on right now and then save the other 3 pounds for September, that would probably be the best way to do it. Just under, again, mainly because we were just talking about the current weather, or the 10-day outlook. But if you do put that down, then it's not real high in nitrogen, and I don't think you could really burn out an asparagus patch, but you could do more harm than good if you put it down too heavy and then failed to like irrigate it. So I would put pick up one of those 4-pound bags, put about a pound on, water it, take the garden hose right out there and kind of flood the whole area, and that'll, you know, soak it down in good and deep, and then go ahead and put the rest on your shelf in the garage and do the same thing again towards the middle of September.
Right. Usually they say spring and fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is kind of a little bit of a different year,
right,
or different period in the year. So, but yeah, that's kind of what I would say on that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thanks for the call. And thank you for waiting. You are on.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Should a mosquito plant have flowers? Because they're part of is it the geranium family?
I think it is, but I'm not real sure. I would think, I mean, it would have to flower at some time in order to produce seeds in that, but I'm not familiar with that plant.
Okay, because, I mean, last year the bees really liked it, so I got it again, and this year it doesn't even look like it has buds. And I'm like, okay, and I guess I think it's part of the geranium family, so how would you...
Did you not have flowers last year, or you did?
No, I did.
Oh.
I did, and the bees loved it. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, I'll do it again. And it's like, yeah, not this year. They're turning into a nice bush. But no, it's like, okay, what do I do?
Maybe it was too dry for a while, and it'll come around now with the rain. I'm not sure. But if it had flowers on last year, it obviously should get them again this year.
When did it? What time of year does it flower? I'm not really familiar with it.
Last year it just had flowers on it, and it just kept on going. And this year it's like, not so much.
So it was kind of like almost ever blooming, where it continuously flowered?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you bought a new plant or kept the one from last year?
A new plant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would say it might just be, it sounds like the type of plant that would just, it has to flower on its new growth. So I would just keep watering it, keep fertilizing it, and that should, you know, then it should, start flowers. But, you know, if it's a new plant, you never kind of really know when it was started in, could have been started outside, you know, last year's could have been started in a greenhouse, could have been started further south, and, you know, so maybe we're just, a few weeks or behind the cycle this year, depending on, you know, where you got it from. Because like Carol said, you could, you know, it might depend there where, you know, when, if you got a new plant, you know, depends when it got started, so.
Okay, well, now I've got another question, and this one's more, I don't know.
Hope it's easier than the last one.
No, I'm not sure, because it's really, I started some container gardens, and this happened once before, and I put the potting soil, and I put peat moss. I don't think I watered that much. I thought there was plenty of drainage, and yet it seems like the dirt almost turns into a sludge. I mean, it just gets... Not even mud. It's just, like, really thick.
These container gardens, do they have lids on, too?
No.
Okay. So they are evaporating some, but it does sound like it's too wet in some way for it to turn, like you said, to sludge. Did it get kind of a scum on the top? Is that what it looks like?
No, I don't even let it really even get that far. I mean, it's in the shade, so I'm wondering if it doesn't have a chance to evaporate. But it's like I mix it up. I didn't even add that much water. I mean, it was just like, oh, I don't want you in this. This looks too thick.
But these are outside. You have these outside.
Yes.
Oh, okay. When you said container as opposed to, you know, potted, I was thinking more of when people build something in a glass jar or something, because that really gets wet too soon.
Actually, this was in like a old wash barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one was in just a big flower pot.
Do they have drainage holes on the bottom?
Yes.
Then it's less likely that it's overwatered, but...
Is it too much of, like, did I add too much peat moss or something that it got...
Well, peat moss is really good at holding moisture, I'm pretty sure, so that would be it, yes.
You might have to, it might have been better to add more, like, sand or perlite, something like that, mix it into, depending on, I mean, every... A lot of these different bagged soil mixes, some are, you know, 100% soil, some are 50% soil. And
this is just potting soil, and it was like, it's 100% dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was just a couple of them. It seems like the bigger I go, the more sludgy it got.
I think that's probably it. It's just probably more soil and not enough. Like peat or perlite or
how much? What was it? Well, how much peat moss did you put in it? Like half and half, or a lot less?
Kind than of
that?
Like a little bit less than half peat moss compared to soil.
Trying to think of what it says on those bags where that stuff's on it. I don't think it's half, but
you know, I was just taking it, and it's like, okay, I've got so much dirt. Yeah, let's just add so much of this.
Right.
And it was, yeah, it was definitely the wrong proportion.
That's what it is. I think what you probably could use is something more like sand or perlite that would kind of open those. That way, that it wouldn't stick. You know, sand doesn't stick or perlite doesn't stick, like soil, small particles of soil or peat moss do when they're wet.
Okay, so add more sand to the dirt.
That would be the easiest solution. Now, do you have anything planted in there yet right now? Or
I started to, but then it was like I said, it turned into more of this sludge, slurry kind of thing, and I'm like, oh, I got to work with you. So I just, it's half in, half out.
Well, yeah. At least if you don't have things planted in, it'll be a lot easier to do. But
yeah, I think that's what you need is mix in. Like we don't have, well, we have sand out at Radiman's, but it's kind of in a little bit different form than what you would want, probably, because
I've just got playground sand I was going to use for a different project, actually.
Yeah, and that would be ideal, you know, or if you wanted to, you know, pick up some perlite, that would be good, too. We don't have perlite out at Radiman's. I think you'd maybe if you'd stop at a place like Hensi Floral, they should have perlite.
And perlite kind of holds the moisture, too, but it keeps it out of the dirt, it seems. Well, I mean, yeah, it would work.
Yeah, it kind of opens the pores up a little bit more. It's just, it's almost like tiny styrofoam beads is what it is. And that's what you'll see in a lot of potting mixes.
And that helps keep the air in there, too. So maybe yours is just totally, you know, because it got wet, it's there's no air pockets left in there either, which means things would not have grown well.
You probably want to get it out in the sun, too. That would help. Dry it out a little bit, although today it wouldn't matter much, but
it's in the shade, and it's like it didn't, so I didn't water it at all anymore, so it's kind of like half in, half out. The plant still looks beautiful, but it was like, oh, no, this just is not quite right.
No. So you need to amend it a little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Perlite, I can do that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and good luck with the project. We need to take a break.
Yeah, it's getting to that point. Radiman's is open today, open till noon on Saturdays. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You could take Highway 175 or Main Street out of Fond du Lac, or you can take Main Street out of Lemire, I guess, too. And that'll get you to County Trunk B, B as in boy. You'll exit to the east on B just about a quarter mile from 41.
Let's go to A&W.
Nobody makes root beer floats like the float experts at your locally owned A&W restaurants. It's their signature treat. Ice cold, made with fresh root beer and creamy vanilla soft serve. Best served in a frosty mug. Come on in for a classic root beer float. Served up fresh every day at A&W in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, and Neenah.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Summer is a great time to start home projects, but let's face it, some jobs are better left to the professionals. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, ServiceMaster RRH is here to help. For over two decades, we have provided top quality restoration services in Wisconsin. Spend your summers on what matters to you and let us cover the rest. Visit us at smrrh.com or call us at 877-GO-DRY-IT. National strength, local expertise.
The shootout-winning Yamaha YZ 4-stroke motocross bikes offer revolutionary technology to help you enter the victory zone. Both the YZ 450F and YZ 250F feature the Yamaha-exclusive smartphone power tuner app, which lets you instantly adjust your bike's power characteristics to your style and track conditions. Visit workhardplayhard.net or Miller Implement and Pro Motorsports of Fond du Lac. Tune, race, win, and enter the victory zone aboard a Yamaha. Dress properly if you're riding with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink right. It's illegal and dangerous.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac summer hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 till 4, featuring tons of new summer fun activities. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., explore Wonders with Words, an interactive literary experience to help prevent summer learning loss. Sponsored by Altrusa International and Mid-States Aluminum. To buy your membership, go to cmfdl.org.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac, connecting kids through a partnership of learning through play.
KFI's the news time, 8:35. Welcome back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company, 923-1450. 1-888-900-1450, toll free. A couple lines are open, but we do have a caller, so let's hit the phones. Good morning.
Morning. Could you tell me the name of some shade-loving climbing vines?
Shade-loving climbing vines.
Yeah.
My clematis is pretty much in the shade, but, of course, early spring it's not, so I'm not real sure on that.
I'm not a real vine person either. I don't know a lot about vines. That might be a good, maybe we get some
callers in and
somebody
tell us.
Will call in with a good, you know, that's one of those things. If you have to have the shady spot and then you have to want the vine, you know, and I don't have a place in my yard, and I just don't really know a lot about vines in the first place to really recommend anything like that.
Well, I got a 4-inch pipe, and it's probably 15 to 20 feet high, and then I put chicken wire around it last year, and I had marigolds growing on it, but this year the marigolds didn't want to go to seed and climb, so I was just wondering if I could, you know, do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those I think we're going to,
yeah,
we might need to have a listener call in with an answer for you, because you kind of, neither Carol or I have any great ideas there for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate the offer.
You could probably look that up on the internet. I was thinking more of the seed packages when I go in. You know, that's going to tell you on them, but I don't know that you want to go to the store and be looking at seed packets to see if there's any that say shade. I'm pretty much thinking most of them are sun.
Okay.
Well,
and
you've got
that
trumpet vine, and that has to be pretty sunny.
Yeah, and I was, you know, and I was thinking more of a like a perennial shrub, so to speak. That
a
would
perennial
be,
vine, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't really know of anything that way either.
Well, the trumpet vine is perennial. It comes mm-hmm. back. And I know that needs lots of sun, but otherwise I don't know about, you're thinking something you'd want to put there that would stay there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think I'd, you know, if you'd find a good perennial that would, that would, you know, come back year after year, that would be ideal. Then
it
you're
would
not,
be.
Then it continues to grow, too. It doesn't always, some die back partway or you can.
And you have full shade in this spot.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see if anybody else calls in with a vine they've got and like and it works in the shade.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and hopefully we get somebody to call in with the proper answer for this guy.
Yeah, that's
923-1450. Mm-hmm. If you are aware of any shade-loving vines, give us a shout, because that gentleman needs your expertise.
Yes. Good one.
Other than that, the lines are open for your question, too.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any grapes that would do something like that. That would be kind of a fun one to plant there. And
I've never seen grapes growing under a tree, though.
No.
They're wide open. Because they have such deep roots, they can be wide open. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those. But I'm sure there are some grapes that would tolerate more shade than others, too.
Right. So we haven't gotten many fungi calls in the last couple of weeks because it was so hot and dry. So I'm just wondering what this is going to do to us and if they're going to increase.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more, and it would be a good time to apply those fungicides, even like last Saturday when we talked about that, because there's a lot of spores out there yet from last year. And now that we're getting into a more humid and wet
period,
cloudier period here, it would be a good time to get those fungicides applied right now. And there again, too, you can't really do fungicides if it's 85, 88, you know, degrees out. So this would be a good week to get, again, do those fungicides if you didn't do it last week. So
we did, but it rained.
Yeah. Those spores can stay in the ground, I think, for years and years and years, can't they? I know mushrooms do. Yeah.
Well, and there's kind of different degrees of that. And we saw so much, you know, tar spot fungus the last couple years, and apple scab and some of these other problems like that. So,
all right, let's hit the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. The guy that called about looking for a vine.
Yeah.
I had the same thing, and I put in a black-eyed Susan, even though it called for sun. and it's half shade and half sun where I have mine. And it seems to be doing okay.
Okay. But it's a black-eyed Susan vine.
Yes.
The plant, okay.
Yeah, I got it out at Stewart's.
They're very pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know, maybe mine is half shade, half sun. So...
All right. Okay, well, we're halfway there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it. 923-1450 if you have a question, and we're still looking for shade-loving vines.
Well, and that was a good, you know, that's the other thing, to, you know, the other way to attack it. If you go to a place like Stewart's and mm-hmm. ask for something like that, then you're going to get, you know, they would have... They're very helpful out at Stewart's, and they have so many options out there. So, you know, that is the, you know, the, and like I said, we don't have vines or anything like that at, mm-hmm. at Radiman's. So, and, you know, so.
Vine nut.
No.
Yes. Well, think like I'd see some syrup, an annual also. I'm pretty sure they are. I've had them in the past, and it didn't live through the next year, but I had it in a pot, so.
Well, and I don't know if that would. You know, typically, if you're planting like black-eyed Susans in more of the in your plant bed or you're in your garden, they'll reseed and regrow the following year. It's kind of an annual. It's an annual, but they drop their own seeds and then they'll restart the next year.
Yeah,
I don't know how that would work with a vine though. If it would become more, if it would have enough, the seeds would make it. It's way back down and restart, but that would be a good, you know, or if anybody from Stewart's is listening, give us a call and let us know how it works.
There you go.
That I don't, you know, again, I wouldn't know, have the answer there.
Right.
So
923-1450, lines are open. Still looking for our secret caller, too. Ron picked a big number today.
Sorry about that. Probably should have picked a small number on a rainy day.
Yeah, yes. You'd think. Everybody should be in because what are you going to do when it's raining?
That is true.
Except get muddy.
Well, maybe they figured it's a good day to run out to Radiman's and pick something up since they can't
be
out working outside.
There you go. Well, so, mm-hmm. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Let me turn off the radio.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I have a peace plant, and the edges of the leaves are all turning brown, and the leaves are shriveling up. And then if I do get a lily, you know, it's very few. I haven't had any lately. And when I do get one, it's very small and shriveled up.
Yep, sounds
very... What is the problem?
I don't know what the problem is.
I'm the problem.
I have one as well. Mine got so bad that in... midwinter, I cut it all the way back and started over, and I have to, it looked really good. It got about 10, 12 inches high, had all sorts of blossoms on it, and then all of a sudden, the same thing started over again. I have mine in an east window. I think it got too hot there for a while, or, you know, the watering isn't as even, but those edges just always seem to do that, and then it looks really bad. If you want to, just cut the whole thing down so it's only like a half an inch to an inch high, the little stems in there, because there's lots of them, right?
Yeah.
And then see if you can start over and just try to be more regular with the watering.
Well, how often should I water it? When it gets dry, it's maybe once a week.
Well, that would be about right, I think. Some of my plants don't do well with a lot of water, and I don't have a lot of house plants just because I don't have the patience for them. I water the peace lily like twice as often as I do the others. I only have two or three others because they seem to like dry better than too wet. So I would say once a week is about right to do that. So if that's what you've been doing... I play around with the light, too. Downstairs, I have porch overhang, so I never get bright sun, but I have this plant upstairs, the peace lily, and I'm thinking it needs to be further away from the window. That's the next thing I'm going to try, but right now I'm back to where I was last winter. I'm going to cut it all the way off again and start over.
Is it close to a window in your house right now?
Yes, it is, and it doesn't get a lot of light, and I'm wondering if it doesn't get enough light. Or would it help if I put it outside?
Not right out in the hot sun, I don't think. It seems more fragile than that to me. I always thought it burned up because there was too much light, but I'm not sure about that. Maybe we have some peace lily people out there, too, that can do better.
It was beautiful when I got it, and had a lot of the white lilies and stuff, but that was maybe a year and a half ago, and I don't think it looks like it's going downhill ever since.
I wonder if you should try repotting it, putting it in a little bigger pot.
And then the pot is huge, and the plant is getting smaller, so there's a problem here.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see if anybody else says anything, but otherwise I think it would be helpful if you cut it back and start it over, because you can't save those leaves. Once they start turning, it just creeps in further and further. At first, I thought I could cut off the ends and maybe it would stay green, but it doesn't.
I know. I've tried that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are open. We're going to take a little break here.
All right. Yeah, well, let's take a break. Radiman's open today until noon. You can give us a call at 920-922-7612. We can still get you set up for a delivery today or next week. Otherwise, stop on out. We're open till noon today and Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock.
All righty, give us a call. We'll take a short break. Lines are yours.
Have you ever wondered, how can I save money better? It's hard to save money, and even harder to see that money grow with all the fees and requirements that banks have. This year, make the switch to Fond du Lac Credit Union. Whether you're saving for a new car, your first home, retirement, or just tucking away cash for a rainy day, we've got you covered. Not sure where to start? Our member consultants work with you to provide personalized saving options. Plus, ask about our Saver Sweepstakes account, where you'll get a chance to win money every month. Make saving easy this year and watch your money grow. Visit FDLCU.com or give us a call at 920-921-1123. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
KFI's News Time, 8:49. We are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Let's head to the phones. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hopefully we can kill two birds with one stone here. One thing I found out about the peace lily, and not only the peace lily, but a lot of other indoor house plants, is salt buildup can cause some of those problems with the browning of the leaves and also the deterioration of the plant. So it's good to take your plants and stick them in a shower, and maybe for 10 minutes give them a shower. They like that too. And just let that water run through and leach out some of those salts and other things that might be in the soil. And I think you're going to see your peace lily come back pretty well.
All righty. I don't want to use the softened water, though, you know, which I think brings salt in, doesn't it? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, softened water will bring the salt in, right. And so that, but we try to put our flush ours out about every month and a half, and it seems to make a big difference on the plants.
Okay.
All righty.
And
what if you
also
you could even just take it outside, like you said, and then just kind of, you know, set your, a sprayer nozzle, you know, off your garden hose and just, you know, prop it up and give it an outdoor shower.
Either way. Sure.
That way it would be hard water instead of softened water.
Right. Or even today, put it outside in the rain.
Sure.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And also, as far as the shady vine plant, I missed the very beginning, so maybe I'd mention it, but honeysuckle vines seem to do quite well in shady areas. They'll take shade lamps on.
Yeah, and I was thinking about honeysuckle vine too, and I thought, well, honeysuckle isn't really known for being a shade plant, but they're so aggressive and so, you know, they're kind of variable, let's just say. So that is that was the one I was thinking of too, and I thought, well, I don't really know enough about it to recommend it. So yeah. if you've got good experience that way, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they
Alrighty.
Work well.
Okay. You've answered all the questions. Maybe you should be sitting here next week.
Yes, maybe. Sure. Yeah.
What are you doing next Saturday?
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Take care. Thanks for the info. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm looking to reseed some bare spots in my lawn, and I know I should rake up the dirt and then put some seed down, but should I also put fertilizer down?
Yeah, you always want to fertilize when you're putting new seed down. So, yeah, just, you know, scarify it, or if you've got the existing soil there, or otherwise, you know, sprinkle some, add a little more dirt, and then go ahead and seed. And out at Radiman's, we've got a great product. It's called Lawn Starter Fertilizer, and it's available in small or medium-sized bags, let's just say. And it's perfect for those areas like that you'd be reseeding spot. That's kind of what it's almost designed for, because you can just, you know, tear a little corner of the bag open and just kind of sprinkle it right on the soil and then rake that in together with your seed.
Okay.
Apply the seed, apply the fertilizer, and then rake it again, lightly rake it one more time just to kind of work it in. And it's got phosphorus in it, you know, it's not lawn fertilizer, it's lawn starter fertilizer. So it's more of a balanced fertilizer. It's not real high in nitrogen. So you would put that down, and then after about a month or 6 weeks, you could put in, you know, then you could fertilize it with a lawn fertilizer, but that would be ideal for getting it started.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here this morning too. So Jerry's going to get your information.
All right, so hang tight. I'll talk to you off the air, and you guys are in charge.
Well, goodness.
Wow.
I'm trying to think if there's any Master Gardener news. Not really. We didn't do our Junior Master Garden this year because we weren't allowed to, so we're trying to get that sealed up to keep the soil nice till next year. And other than that, things are good. Did well on our plant sale, so all of you out there that bought things, it was wonderful.
I've had a lot of people ask me over the last week or week and a half how we did at Walleye Weekend, and it was an interesting year out at Walleye Weekend. I would say the overall numbers, the people that were out there, there weren't as many people as what typically were there. But I think all the service clubs did quite well. It wasn't one of our record-breaking years, but it was, you know, probably one of the top five or top seven. So that's, you know, pretty good coming out of, you know, especially when you think back 3-4 months ago when we didn't even know if we were going to have a Walleye Weekend.
Right.
And so for us to, you know, kind of get back to a normal budgeting year for us as a Kiwanis club, it helped just to, you know, like I said, we were down just a little bit probably from some of our best years, but still overall a great year. And I want to, you know, just kind of do one more shout out to the judo club and the Fond du Lac wrestling club, and also to Blue Line for their help at out at the world's largest fish fry where we did the walleye weekend fish fry this year. Without all of their help, our small club would not be able to pull off walleye weekend. So,
did you have fish left over?
We had some. We're able to return it if it's unfrozen.
Right.
So it comes out of Canada, Manitoba, Canada, and it's frozen. So we are able to return it if it's unthawed. I actually bought an extra box and took it home and put it in my refrigerator and had some last weekend for Father's Day.
You could enjoy because you had the time.
Because I could, right, it wasn't grab a quick sandwich on the run.
There you go. Got a quick caller here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was wondering if it's too late to trim evergreens.
Well, you should have been the secret caller. Actually, this is when people say, well, when's the best time? It's not always so much the best time. There can be bad times, but this is the best time to trim evergreens. And it's always, that July 1st, 4th of July, I always kind of try to work off of holidays. It's just easier to remember timing like that. But the reason I like trimming evergreens on 4th of July is because they've kind of grown out and they're kind of getting a little wild. So now if you take them back, you can shear them or nip them with your hand shears, however you want to do it. But they'll grow back. They've got enough of the summer here yet to grow out of it a little bit, and then you won't get winter burn on them. If you trim too late into the fall, that growth is so tender that it burns it, and then you're dealing with a burnt plant come next spring. So, and if you trim too early, then the problem is then you're kind of itching to trim again later in August. So that's why if you can hold off until now and trim here at this time of year, and when I say 4th of July, it can be this week, it can be next week on the 4th, or it can be the following week. It's just that 2 or 3 week period in and around the 1st of July that works out the best here in central Wisconsin, at least for trimming evergreens. So yeah, great.
Okay.
So
thank you.
When the rain stops, grab your head shears and head outside.
Have at it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. And what about evergreen tree branches, pines and stuff? Now, too?
Well, if you've got like Mugo pine or a Scotch pine or white pine, if you want to keep it in bounds a little bit, you could trim those candles back yet right now. You're kind of getting, again, now we're getting to the end of the season. And when you, like a Mugo pine, you want to catch those candles. Once they've fully opened and fully developed into full-size needles, then it's too late. So we're kind of getting right at that point on some of the pines where it could get a little late. So,
all righty.
So do those right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds like we're out of time. Radimans, you've got exactly 3 hours to get out to Radimans before they close today. So stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can exit off of Highway 41 at County B, and we're just east of 41 by a quarter mile.
Easy enough to find and a fun place to go.
So,
alrighty. Our thanks to Ron. Always a plethora of knowledge.
Well, I don't even know what plethora means. But.
Big punch.
Big punch.
Yeah. Thanks to Carol, our master gardener this week.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down the road. Thanks to you for your calls. And we'll be back next Saturday morning for another edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radimans Stone and Landscape Company. Jerry Schneider next on KFIZ Fond du Lac. It's 9:00.